This is episode number 51. Now is your best time. Welcome to the Super Soul Daily podcast. I'm your host, Alejandra Chavez, life coach, tween expert, and founder of girl empowerment program, Mighty Girl, Mighty Life. This podcast is for women who want to live extraordinary lives guided from within and in co-creation with the universe. Each week, I'll bring you soul-charged conversations with gutsy, mighty women from all over the world, as well as my usual bite-sized messages that will inspire you to shift your mindset, soften any resistance, and get you into alignment with your highest good. Thanks for spending time with me today, and may you hear what you're ready to receive right now. This is a Soul Conversations episode number 50 with Linda Gillespie on embracing uncertainty, living in the moment, and a magical road trip in a van called freedom. Have you ever wanted to do something daring, spontaneous, and completely out of your comfort zone? Join me for this inspiring conversation with health and wellness coach and gutsy woman, Linda Gillespie, and discover how she turned uncertainty into an opportunity for adventure filled with surprises and connections along the way. Thank you for being on the show. This is so exciting because I've been stalking your Instagram for a while and I was like, oh my goodness, I need to talk to this woman because you are doing something so gutsy, so wonderful, so incredible. And I know it's going to inspire so many women who listen to the podcast, who follow Super Soul Daily, who right now might be afraid. I mean, we are living in some crazy times right now of so much uncertainty, of fear, COVID, nobody knows what's happening. And here you are traveling solo around Australia in a camper van on your
Frida, the camper van.
I don't know how this happened when people right now are scrambling to have a certain sense of security and jobs. And you are just free spiriting around Australia. I love it. Please tell us and share your story.
Well, I thought it was a great opportunity, actually. So I am normally based in the UK and have been over there for a long time now. And recently incorporating a trip to India, an annual trip to India, and then I pop into Australia in the new year to see the family and friends and have a catch up. So I did that. I've been on the road since October last year and went to India for a few months and then went to Nepal for a couple of months and then, yeah, came here to Australia to see mom and the family in late January. And then, of course, the COVID nonsense began. And I was with mum. I was supposed to go back to India and then back to the UK. And I was just hanging out with family and things started to get real. And mum's 78, so I wanted to be with her just to make sure she was okay. She wasn't supposed to do her shopping and things like that. I think, yeah, in Australia, if you're over 70, you're highly recommended to stay home. So even though mum's super, super healthy, she really didn't want to be hanging about in shopping centres. So I stayed with her for 2 months and cooked a lot of food, I've got to say. She's pretty much turned my mum, but she's certainly plant-based now, not quite vegan, but had great fun cooking with her and making lots of things and doing baking and things with her. But anyway, after 2 months, I just thought, okay, I'm getting a bit stir crazy and I need to try and get moving again, but also find a way to sort of build community again in a different way. I don't know, but perhaps. So I just decided to buy a camper van. I thought, you know what, I'm going to drive around Australia and see what happens, see who I meet, see what opportunity presents. And so I got in just ahead of the curve. Everyone's buying camper vans, it seems, over here at the moment. And I managed to buy a beautiful van and started in southeast Queensland. And I've been on the road for about 5 months now. I was a little bit nervous because I have been out of Australia for a long time, even though I've traveled all, you know, lots of places. I did South America for a year on my own and lived in Brazil and Thailand. But there was something about Outback Australia. I think there's been a lot of horrible movies out there that really don't do it justice. So I was very happy to discover that I had nothing to worry about at all. People in Australia are so damn friendly, and the community that I've met on the road is phenomenal. I'm getting so much help and support and assistance from people who have been willing to help me and do modifications on the van and give me advice. And so I have met some amazing people on the road, and I'm just loving it. I'm finding it's really resonating with me, I've got to say. Every single day, I keep thinking, every place I get to, I think, okay, this is pretty special. And then the next place I get to, it's even more special. And I just think, no, this place is the best. And there's just surprises at every corner. And every day is a different day. I adapt well to change. I've pretty much had a lot of change in my life, so it's not a difficult thing for me to adjust to.
I love that attitude, Linda, of yours, that you are seeing this whole trip as one big adventure and you're so open to it. And I think that's the key to have in life, not just on a road trip, but to life in general, to just have that playful, free spirit attitude that, you know, everything's going to work out, everything's going to be fine. And because you're so open to it, you do find assistance and you do meet up with the right people who need to help you at the right moment. And that's the greatest message that I really hope people who listen to this take away, is that be open to life's magic. We're always supported, right? But we need to be open and we need to play along. We have to view everything with that playful, full of wonder kind of attitude and view, right?
And it's, you know, it's turned into quite a cliche now. The universe has your back. It's true. It really is true. And I think so long as we're brave enough to keep our heart open and remain vulnerable, it takes a lot of courage, you know, it takes courage and bravery to be open to new opportunity and to welcome change. And it's such an empowering state of being once you're there. And I think, as we discussed the other day, you tune into a different kind of vibrational frequency. And once we've tapped into that, then so much more possibility presents itself to you, I feel. And you need to do the work on yourself. You need to, as I said, be willing to be brave and just and take the plunge. Do what you want to do now. Don't wait for an opportunity. Don't wait for somebody else who, you know, wait for somebody else's availability. Just seize the moment. Again, these are all cliches, but they're cliches for a reason.
You work with women too, and I've worked with so many women, and the number one thing that I think that keeps coming over and over again, and tell me if you find the same thing, is the fear factor, right? And that fear to change, that fear to do something different, change careers, leave a relationship that probably has run its course, go on a crazy trip in a van all over Australia, start a business, write a book. There are so many things that people are always waiting, oh, for the right time, for the right person, when I have enough X amount of money. And so this waiting, you will always be waiting.
There's only now. There's only now.
How did you come about with the name Frida?
Oh, look, that's after Frida Kahlo. She's a pretty inspiring woman. Really? She's fearless. She's tenacious. She's beautiful. She's a mighty woman. And this van, you know, she's tough. She's resilient. So she's she has a free spirit.
She's everything you are, Linda. It's absolutely everything you are. I love it. You should put Frida on your van.
Yeah, that's her. That's what inspired me to call her Frida. You know, I kind of like the idea that we're two girls traveling on the road together. Most of my friends say to me, wow, you're being really brave, Linda. I could never do this. And I just can't get my head around that. But look, on the other side of that, you know, don't get me wrong, it can be tough. Relationships are hard to form on the road. And every single day is different, and sometimes I wake up and I don't even remember where I am or where I, you know. So it's not all sunshine and roses, but
right.
99% of it is just wonderful. The freedom it gives me, and I encourage anybody, as you said, to don't wait for some other time to live their dream or live their best life or follow their heart. Do it now, because look, we all know how in a heartbeat things can change so quickly. The world has just been tipped upside down on its head. None of us predicted that, and who knows what the landscape's going to look like next year. We really don't know what restrictions are going to be in place and how this mess is going to manifest. So why not now? You know, what are you waiting for? What is anybody waiting for?
Exactly. And it's not all roses and perfection. Nothing is in life, right?
Yeah.
But all those challenges that come along, they're all going to teach you something. Everything's a teacher. Yeah. Everything and everyone is a teacher. Mm-hmm. So you're going to learn something about yourself. I'm sure you're discovering so much about yourself on this trip right now. You know how people call, you know, everything is wonderful beyond your comfort zone? I don't call that the comfort zone. I call that the fear zone, right? Because it's fear zone that keeps you stuck, not moving and not evolving and not expanding. Once you step past that, this whole new world opens up. And will there be challenges? Absolutely, there are going to be challenges.
Well, that's where the growth comes from. Without that, there's no growth. And then we become stagnant, and nothing can thrive in a stagnant environment.
So you have to welcome all those challenges and really, you know, really appreciate them and see for what they are, right? Okay, what am I going to learn here? And now I keep moving on like Frida in the van. I'm still moving on. I think it's lovely. So tell me, Linda, how do you keep healthy on the road?
Well, I have a very well stocked van. I tend to overbuy. In fact, I just did a grocery shop and I made a beautiful, so I came into a little town here and it's got a little fancy bijou French restaurant.
Where
cafe
are you?
Oh, I'm in South Australia in a teeny little town and with a beautiful beach in front of me. And I thought, and it is difficult to get good vegan food on the road. Most chefs will probably have an avocado in their fridge and some bread, you know, but then most of them are quite obliging, but still I think I can cook better for myself. So for example, I just made a great big tofu scramble with shallots and cherry tomatoes and avocado and sprouts, and you know, it's I eat very, very well. I use any opportunity I can to do exercise. I bought a stand-up paddleboard, inflatable stand-up paddleboard, and I've got a secondhand push bike on the back of the van. So I ride and swim and paddle, and you know, every day I try and do something. I do yoga is very important to me. So the first thing I do when I set up is put my yoga mat out. So, you know, I get on it once, if not twice a day. I meditate probably every second day, I'd say. And I'm very fortunate. I'm in some beautiful locations. And if I see a rock sitting on a cliff by a sea, I just go there and you know, tune out or tune in perhaps. So I am keeping pretty healthy on the road. It's not difficult for me. I'm used to cooking for myself anyway. So cooking for one isn't a hardship. And I'm really passionate about food. So it's not often that I get lazy, because I said, for me, it's a form of self-expression when I cook. It gives me an insight into how I'm feeling, perhaps even by the colors of the food that I'm choosing. You know, how are they related to what chakras they might be related to? Or I'm trained in a traditional Chinese medicine background also. So food, the kind of food I eat or am drawn to, gives me a good indicator as to what's going on with me health wise or emotion, from an emotional aspect. And I'm meeting a lot of people on the road who are very happy to collaborate with our camp kitchen scenarios. So I've had some good fun cooking fabulous food with people who aren't vegan and who probably aren't even plant-based, but they've very much encouraged me to teach them or have been curious to learn about plant-based alternatives. So that's been great fun. I think I've probably got a few converts out there now, which is good. But without, you know, I have to be mindful and not banging on about it either.
What better way to just create a beautiful spread and let that be your way to convert them, right?
Yeah, it's been fun. Yeah, it's been great fun.
Tell me, on your trip so far, where has been the most surprising, off the beaten track, most gorgeous little spot that you would go back to again?
So I've just come from it. So it's a place called September Beach. And that name was evocative to me of sort of summer days and kind of California hippie sort of 70s. I don't know why. It was, seems like quite a nostalgic name. And it's at the bottom of Point Lincoln National Park, which is a peninsula in the Eyre Peninsula in South Australia. And I haven't explored this area at all. I tend not to do too much research. I just get in the car and drive and make up my mind pretty much that morning where I'm going to go. So everything is a surprise to me. And I found this national park, and it's just beautiful beach after beautiful beach. And I stayed there for about 6 days and set up. It's really private, and the beach is probably 20 meters in front of me. And I saw, the very first day I arrived, I went for a swim. It's pretty cold, but beautiful. I went for a swim, and dolphins swam up pretty close to me. And every day I saw dolphins fishing and breaching and splashing away in the water. I saw seals, I saw manta rays. I just could not believe this place. It's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been, I have to say. So that was nice. I just dragged myself off that beach recently.
That sounds beautiful. Yeah. And I know you and I are really big into manifestations. Now, to clarify about manifestations, we're always manifesting. Everything we do, everything we say, we are manifesting. But intentional, the purpose manifestations, you and I love that. So I want you to tell us quickly, what has been your best manifestation so far on this trip?
As far as the opportunities, the things that I'm seeing, the community that I'm building here, I really was yearning for a sense of tribe out here, and I'm finding it on the road, you know, and I think what we put out there, we need to be really clear about what it is that we want, you know, so let's not underestimate that. We do need to be clear about what we want and what resonates with us. And that's a hard task for a lot of people, I think. Sometimes maybe we do have too many choices. But once we're clear on that and then put it out there and then I think that's what we get back. You know, it will come to us. It's just having the clarity and having the courage to ask for what you want, you know, and
you'll always get what you want. So I love that. It's the clarity of knowing what you want and the courage to ask for what you want, but also surrendering it and knowing, right? Knowing that it's done. It's done for you, and allow for it to come to you when the right time is right. Like, get out of your way. You've already done the hard work. The work was to get clear, and the work was to just know what you want. The universe is going to find a way to get it for you when you step out of the way, go and have fun, get out of that fear zone, and just live your life with wonder and joy, knowing that everything's going to work out, because it will.
Yeah.
It's going to step out of the way. You've got to let the universe do her thing.
Yeah, right? We do. I agree.
A lot of people forget that part of this creation process of how it works. They know, you know, they might know what they want. They're clear on it, but they keep trying to force it. The who, the how, the where, the when, that's not our job.
Yeah, there's a tendency to overthink it as well.
Control it and try and figure all the nitty gritty details. I want him to be tall, blue eyes, curly hair, have a smile. Just say, look, I want a phenomenal person in my life. I want a great business. I want to write a book that will transform people. I want to be a better person. Whatever it is, keep it nice and general, and let the universe surprise you, because the universe will surprise you in so many ways when you step out of the way and let her do her thing.
Yeah. And having trust, having faith, it's hard. You know, it's hard for a lot of people to believe in that.
That control part, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we need to relinquish the control. I agree with you there.
So somebody listening right now that perhaps wants to do a trip like yours, has been wanting to do something different, and they're afraid, and they're just sitting on the fence right now, Linda, and they want to do it. What's your one thing that you want to tell them?
Don't let this moment pass you by. Find the courage. Find the courage to follow your dreams. Find the courage to do what makes your heart sing. And because what's the worst that can happen? If we come back to that, what's the worst that can possibly happen if I take that step forward? And you probably realize that, well, it's not going to be that bad anyway. But the step forward is what's going to propel you into motion. And before you know it, you're flying. And then the momentum carries you forward, you get the breeze at your back, and you're in full flight mode. So I just think now is the time. There's nothing like present moment. And if I can encourage anybody out there to embrace that, you'll be amazed at what you can accomplish with that mindset, I think.
What I would love to add to that, and that was so beautifully put, Linda, is that you're never alone. And I know that a lot of people are listening, might be thinking, wow, she's on her own. Like, how do you deal with loneliness and things like that? But you're never alone, because there's always somebody who's going to pop in to help you here and there. And when you're so connected, you know, with that inner part of you that is connected to the whole universe and to everybody else, you're never alone, because key people come into your life at the right moment, and it's just beautiful.
It's not only people, you know, it's not only people. I think, look, I'm a real animal lover, and I was thinking about this because a lot of my friends ask me, aren't you lonely on the road? And you know, there might be a moment or two, but again, I bring myself back to the present moment, and I think, well, look, this is actually perfect, this moment here anyway. So I push through that. But I was walking along this bush trail to come to this magnificent waterfall, and it was about a kilometer in, and I was the only one there. It was quite early in the morning, and it was quite a hike in. And I was thinking about that question. And then I walked through a huge flock of butterflies. They were completely surrounded me. And I just stopped in wonder at it. And I just thought, this is all the company I need. You know, this is... So I'm never really alone. There's always, even if it's not people, the physical presence of a person around me, there's so much more.
And look how beautiful that is. First of all, I love butterflies. So what you just said to me is a sign that this podcast has to be out there, right? So I'm big on signs and I'm big on following those things. But you were thinking at that moment, you were thinking, okay, about being alone and, you know, that question that you get asked.
What it means to people.
And look at that beautiful...
Yeah.
The universe sent you just all those butterflies to say, hey, you are
naked. It happens a lot. It happens a lot. For example, I just had my breakfast down on the beach down there, and three seagulls, and I know seagulls freak some people out, but these were beautiful. They weren't impatient. They just sat quietly beside me and just watched. And I, you know, so I was with local company, and to me that was great. I don't often feel alone.
Oh, Linda, I love this conversation. You know what? You and I are soul sisters. In every single way, I talk to animals and butterflies and birds. And one day when you and I meet, I'm going to tell you some of the craziest things that have happened to me with animals. I love inspiring women to live soul-charged lives, which means to live from that, from the inside out. Because it's such a beautiful life to live your life this way, right? Because things just fall into place and just wonderful, wonderful things like the pop of butterflies and the seagulls and so many other things happen. But you have to do it. The work is from the inside out, right? And
The work is from the inside out.
And to be so in tune and to be living in this present moment, and you're such an beautiful, beautiful example of this, Linda. Oh my goodness, I'm so happy that we connected.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm so pleased that we connected. It's been brilliant.
I can't wait to see you in Australia.
We'll take our little gypsy caravan on the road. And, you know, it's been wonderful when I meet people. I'm also a shiatsu therapist and a yoga teacher. And when I meet people on the road who are also passionate, passionate about living a soulful life, as you say, a soul-fueled life, and we exchange treatments on the mat, or if I'm lucky enough, I'll meet some people and teach them a yoga class down by a swimming hole in the middle of Litchfield National Park, and the joy I get from that and the joy of forming connection with people.
So important.
It just fills my heart to the brim. I become so overwhelmed with the gratitude that I have every single day. It's ridiculous. I cry a lot. I just wake up in the morning and I just am so overwhelmed with gratitude, and it's a great place to be. I think acknowledging that even allows even more opportunity to come our way. You know, the universe listens and always listens.
Where can people find you? I know you have two Instagram accounts, and oh my goodness, I really want you all to go check out Linda's two Instagram accounts. One, because you're going to drool over her food, and the second one is following your adventures in Frida. So tell us your hashtags. Where can people find you?
So at Live Green with Linda is my health coaching webpage. I try to, as you say, share my vegan journey or my plant-based journey and make it as informative as possible and help people realize that they can make the switch, a healthy switch and take health back into their own hands, I think, through a plant-based or a vegan diet. And my traveling blog is Gillespie's Random Road Trip. I'm all about building community, which is how you and I got to know each other, which I'm again so happy about and so grateful for. So jump on board, people out there, folks. Let's build the tribe, build the community, and we need to share what we know. I think it's really important, you know, help each other along the way and share what we know, and if we can make it just that little bit easier for somebody else to reach their potential and live their best life, then let's do it.
I'm going to put your details in the show notes so people can totally connect with you too. And I hope that people in Australia who listen to this, look out for Frida the Van, because she's got Linda living and a gorgeous life right now. just
thanks.
Open to everything. And she's a beautiful soul, and she'll teach you some yoga and how to eat beautifully and just how to be a beautiful person like she is.
No, thanks. You're gorgeous. It's great to be here. I'm really honored that you asked me to come to come on your show. So thank you.
I want to interview women who are absolutely walking the talk. Thank you, Linda. This is so beautiful. I love that we connected. I love you, soul sisters, so much.
And you, back at you. Thank you.
When I think of Linda, I see a gutsy woman who is walking the talk, and this is the type of woman that I want inspiring you to get out of your fear zone, to get out of that place that you think is your comfort zone, and to just step through that, crush through that, because now is the time. Now is the only thing that you can control and that you can live in this moment. And don't wait for anything or anyone to give you permission, or don't wait for that elusive when the time is right, when I have enough money, because you will be forever waiting. You have dreams and you have desires, and what I want to inspire you is to listen to those desires and follow that bliss and follow your joy, because that is what you came here for. And that's a beautiful life when you live a life that's gutsy, mighty, empowered, and without fear. So what's it going to be, lovely lady? What are you going to do today that's going to bring you closer to that wonderful, wonderful life that you want and that you deserve? I'm Alejandra Chavez, and you just heard the Super Soul Daily podcast show. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and if you did, go ahead and share it with your friends and family and help spread the love. For more inspiration, come and say hi on Instagram. Look for @SuperSoulDaily and get yourself a delicious daily dose of soul charged goodness to help you live your best life from the inside out. Catch you next week.